Sefer names through Parsha Ephraim Shir. For Parsha's Toldos, we'll be looking at the Sefer Yoshev Ohalim by Rav Avram Antibi, who lived from 1765 to 1858. So the Pasuk in Parsha's Toldos, in Paraklav Hei, Pasuk Klav Zayin, says, Esav ish yodea tzayid, ish soda, v'yakov ish tam, Yoshev Ohalim. The contrast between Esav and Yaakov, Esav was out and about, he was a hunter, and Yaakov Avinu was a simple man, he's a tzaddik, and he sat in the tent. That's Yoshev Olam. So Rav Avram Antibi was a Syrian tzaddik. He was born in Aleppo, Aram Tzova. He served for 40 years as the rabbi in Aleppo. He was the head of the Beis Din after his father, Rav Yitzchak, passed away. He wrote a Haskama to the Sefer Pasa Shulchan from Rav Yisrael of Sklov. He wrote the Sefer Yoshev Olam in 1825, which includes Drushos, it includes Ohel Yitzchak, which is Drushos that he attributes to his father, the Panini Habayis, which is a commentary on the Torah Habayis. He also wrote other Sfarim, Morva Ohalos, which is Shas and Chuvos, Panini Habayis and the Shulchan Aruch, Chachma Umusar, which is Halacha and Musar. The Antibi family's roots go back to the expulsion from Spain in 1492. So some family members settled in Aintab, which is known today as Gaziantep, Turkey. So that's where they got the name Antibi. They later moved to Aleppo. The history of Rav Antibi is contained in the Hakdama to the Sefer Chachma Umusar, which he wrote when he was already 85 years old. His father, Rav Yitzchak, was a colleague with Rav Yehuda Kasson, the author of the Machaneh Yehuda. His father was close with Rafal Shlomo Laniado, author of the Sefer Beis Dino Shel Shlomo. His father knew Rav Chaim Abulafia, the Rav of Izmir. His father was such a giant in Torah that Rav Chaim Pelagi eulogized him when he heard about his passing in his Sefer Chelkas B'chaim. Rav Antibi is quoted often in Yalkut Yosef. Rav Ovadia Yosef and Yabia Omer and Yechav Adas quote Rav Avram Antibi many times, all of his Svarim. They quote the Shas and Chuvos Morva Olos, they quote Chachamu Musar, they quote Yoshev Olim. He's a very big Svardi Gon. So we'll say three different limudim from various Svarim of Rav Antibi. So the first one, which the Sugya is discussed by Rav Ovadia Yosef in Yabia Omer, Or Chaim Chelek Aleph, Simen Lamed Hei, which is that sometimes during Slichos, before Yom Noraim, so the best time to say it is either after Chatzos at night or Ashmoras Habok in the morning. So let's say a person wants to say it at the best time, but doesn't have a minion to say it with him. So he's going to be saying it by Yechidus, by Ashmoras Habok early in the morning. So the question is, can he say the Tefilos within Slichos towards the end, like Rachmana, Marana de Bishmaya, that are in Aramaic? So what's the Shaila? Well, Rav Ovadia notes from various sources that when a yachid, when someone individually is davening, he needs siyata dishmaya from the malachi asharis, from angels. Since we know the Gemara and Sota tells us that malachim cannot understand Aramaic, so it will turn out that someone davening individually should not be able to say the tefilos in Aramaic. So Rav Ovadia quotes from the Sefer Lo Yisharim, which is one of Rav Antibi's Sfarim. Rav Antibi quotes from the Rabbeinu Ashkenaz that the maila, the attribute of davening in a shul, is that one can daven in whatever language he wants. Whereas, outside of a shul, one needs to daven in Lashon HaKodesh. As malachim, as angels, only understand Hebrew, but in the shul, the Shechina, Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence is so potent, it's so felt, that any language is fine. So Rav Ovadia says, based on this opinion of Rav Antibi, quoted from the Rabbeinu Ashkenaz, maybe that if one's saying Slichos B'Yechidos, but he's in a shul, then he could even say the Aramaic, because the Shechina's in the shul. It shouldn't matter that the angels cannot understand. Whereas Rashi and Sota would seem to say not like this, as he explains that even a tzibur in shul shouldn't daven in Aramaic. So it might be in a machlokas over there. But the Machzor Vichy writes that the Chazin, we say Yukum Perkan Min Shemaya on Shabbos in Shul, which is in Aramaic, even though the Malachim don't understand Aramaic. Why? Because we say that just like the Shechina is right above the head of a Chola, so therefore you can ask for things in Aramaic. So it could be that When there's a minyan in shul, the Shechina comes there, it rests there, and there's no limitation on saying things in Aramaic. So Rav Avadia has a longer discussion there in that tshuva, but suffice to say, he quotes Rav Antibi, who quotes from Rabbeinu Ashkenaz, that it could be that when one's in a shul, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so present that one could daven in any language, including Aramaic. Second limud, which Rav Avadia has in Shalas Jewels Yechav Das, Chilek Hei, Simin Lamed, which is that in various tefillos on Shabbos, in all three Shemona Esrei's, we have a phrase, via nuchuvo. However, there's a little bit of a machlokes in the girsa. Is it via nuchuvo? Is it via nuchuva? Is it via nuchuvam? So what's the answer? So Rav Antibi, in the Sefer Chacham Moser, in Simen Kuftas Zayin, he writes that on Friday night, you say via nuchuva. On Shabbos day, you say via nuchuvo. So it sounds like from Rav Antibi that Friday night is va, and Shabbos day and Shabbos mincha, because he doesn't differentiate between Shabbos day and mincha, is vo. However, Ovadia notes the Shiuri Kesed Agdola and Simon Reish Samaches says that Friday night we say va, Shabbos morning ve'enuchu vo, and Shabbos mincha ve'enuchu vom. Why? So he says like this: Friday night, it's like the kala. We say lichadodi likras kala. Shabbos is our kala. So Friday night is where the kala is still bebeis avia. She's still new. She's still in her father's house. So we say va, referring to a feminine nekeva. That's the kala. Shabbos morning, we get closer. That's already like the kala is bebeis chameha. She's already by her in-laws. Meaning the ikar simcha is in the chazan's house. So you say va, that's b'lashon zachor, referencing now she's already by the chazan's house. And then at mincha, which is the highest level of Kedusha of Shabbos, where we assume the Chassan and Kala have united completely, we say Ve'anuchu Vom. The Magen Avram, in Reish Samaches, Sif Katan Gimel, says this as well, says this Pshat, Shiur Knesset Gedola, that Shabbos, the progression, we elevate our levels of Kedusha until we're mamish married to that Kala, to Shabbos. However, the Yavitz, in Morukzia over there, in Reish Samaches, quotes the Magen Avraham, but says the Arizal didn't differentiate between Shabbos morning and Mincha. He would say Vo in both. But Chida in Machzik Bracha says that he saw in the Sefer HaKavanos of the Arizal, it doesn't say this, that at Mincha he would say Vom. So it seems like it's a Machlokes, the Yavitz and the Chida, as to what the Arizal actually held. So Rav Avadia notes that Rav Antibi in Chacham Musar also didn't differentiate. And he said to say vo, both by Shabbos day and also by mincha. Now Rav Avadia does note, as a side point, that there's another reason to say va at night, and ve'enuchu vo during the day, which everyone would agree the Arizal would hold like, and that is that the day of Shabbos is mashpia on the coming week. It gives energy, it gives koach to the coming week, which is like a male. Right? A male, the zachar is always giving, the nosim. And therefore, that's why you say vo in Lashon Zachar. Like the Aruch Hayim HaKadosh says that the Kedusha, the Kavod Hayom is adif on Shabbos. Why? Is the night Kedusha is like a kala, and that's like shamor. But the day is like a chasan, which is mashpia, and that's like zachar. Then it's Siv in Hemek Shela also says this way. And that's why the Kavod Hayom of Shabbos is greater, which we know practically means that if one has only one set of good dishes, he should use them Shabbos day, not Friday night. And Rav Avadia says, this could explain why on Friday night, Lechadodi, or Shlomo Alkabitz, composed the phrase, Shomor v'zachor b'dibur echad, instead of Zachor v'shomor. Why does in Lechadodi it say Shomor v'zachor? Shouldn't it say Zachor v'shomor, which is the order of the Torah, in Parshas Yisro, in Parshas Veschanan, the Gemara in Brachos Navchav, and Shabbos, Naf Lamed Gimel, anytime it discusses Zachor V'Shomor, it says it Zachor V'Shomor, with Zachor first. So why, when we're referencing that Lechadodi, does he say Shomor V'Zachor? So Rav Avadia says, this could be a remez, that Shomor refers to Friday night, that refers to the Nekeva, whereas later on, next, Shabbos day, that refers to Zachor, that refers to the ability to be Mashpia, That refers to the Zechira Shabbos, and that refers to the male. And finally, a third limud, which is on page Samech Vav, page 66, in the beginning of the Drushim in Ohel Yoshev Olim, where he's starting Ohel Yitzchak, which is the Drushim regarding or attributed to his father. So he has a Drush called Drush Adam V'Chava, where he notes that the Gemara in Shabbos says that the Malachim asked Hashem, why did you decree death on Adam? Because Adam ate from the Eitz Hadas, why do you have to be gozer misa on the world? Because Baruch Hu answered, I gave Adam a mitzvah kala, and he violated it. I gave him a light mitzvah, and he violated it. So Rav Tibi asks, what was the shaila of the Malachim? Isn't it very clear to all how rebellious Adam was? Because Baruch Hu told him, don't eat from the Eitz Hadas, and he eats from the Eitz Hadas. Of course he's chayav misa. What was the havamina of the Malachim? So Rav Tibi answers that there's a medrash on the pasuk of who nasna li min ha'etz va'ochel. He gave me from the tree va'ochel and I eat it. So it doesn't say achalti. It doesn't say I ate it. Rather va'ochel. So what's pshat? So he knows that the Gemara, when it's looking for a possible source of bracha rishona, of how do I know I have to make a bracha before I eat something, so it says that, well, makes a kal v'chomer. If one is full, if one is saveya, he has to make a bracha, he has to bench. So when one is hungry, and he needs something from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, certainly he should have to make a bracha. Okay, so according to that though, we should say something called dayo. The concept of dayo means that when I'm learning a kal v'chomer from one thing to the other, I can only attribute whatever the halachos are from that initial concept in the kal v'chomer, I can only go that far to apply to the concept that I'm trying to apply to. And that would be relevant over here, in that since we're learning out the chiyuv of bracha rishona from benching, from bracha achrona, so it could be, why wouldn't we say dayo? Just like when it comes to benching, when it only has to bench when he eats a kezayis, so maybe so too, when one makes a bracha rishona. He should only have to make a bracha rishona when he eats a kezayis. So that was the question of the Malachim to Hashem. Adam, it doesn't say achalti, meaning Adam ate, it means ochel. He ate less than a shir kezayis. So his aveira was that he didn't make a bracha. So the Malachim said, okay, fine, but he ate less than a shir. He used this concept of dayo to say he wasn't required to make a bracha. So why punish him with death? He was a shogig. Okay, fine. The real reason you need to make a bracha rishona is like the Gemara in Brachos says, that it's aser lehanos mina olam below bracha. You can't get hanah from this world without a bracha, but which would apply to any amount. But wasn't Adam a shogig? So Kadosh Baruch Hu responds that I gave him a mitzvah kala. Meaning, yes, it's true. According to that Gemara, you could use the application of dayo to say you should only be chayav with a gezayis. But I gave him a mitzvah kala. It's a very simple svara. He should have known that asur lehanos ba'olam hazeh v'lo bracha. It's a simple hakaras hatov inyan that a person is in the world, because Baruch Hu created the world, you can't benefit from anything without a bracha. Adam should have understood this on his own, and because he didn't, he views it like mezid. And Rav Tibi says that explains why HaKadosh Baruch Hu cursed Adam as well as the ground, the Adama. As now the ground began to produce kots v'dardar, bitter and inedible things. Since the mida keneged mida, that you, Adam, don't want to make a bracha, so now the ground will produce things that you can't make a bracha on. Inedible, so bitter that it's not even food, you won't make a bracha there. You see from here that Hakar Satov should be intuitive. You can't depend it on a svara and use your logic. If a person, someone did something for you, so it's obvious that a person has to show Hakar Satov even on the smallest thing. So that's a little bit about Rav Avraham Antibi and many of his svarim, including his sefer, Yoshev Ohalim.